This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Before you hit the road, take a moment to clear all the snow and ice off your car. Windows, roof, lights, and mirrors. If you can't see clearly, you can't drive safely. Remember, your windshield isn't the only thing that needs to be cleared off. Snow on top of your vehicle can slide off, creating dangerous conditions for drivers behind you. Remember to take a moment to confirm that your vehicle is properly cleared off before you set off on your commute. January 23rd through to January 25th, it's the Phillips Winterfest. Winterfest is back with 3 full days of Northwoods fun for all ages. Highlights include a candlelight walk, an ice skating party, Moose Lodge Kids Bingo, bonfire and fireworks, the Winterfest Shop Local event, and the Price County Tavern League Tour, amongst much more. Whether you're here to hit the ice, shop local, enjoy live events, or make memories with the kids, Winterfest has something for everyone. You can check the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for a full schedule and locations. And once again, this is taking place January 23rd through to January 25th over in Phillips. Nearly every school in Wisconsin meets or exceeds state standards for education, but the question remains, are students prepared to be citizens when they graduate? Lisa Hale has more.
The Dairyland Patriot reports school report cards rate the things that are easiest to quantify, such as test scores, workforce preparation, and graduation readiness. Things like ethical reasoning, navigating complex situations, and civic participation aren't considered. Paul Linsmeyer, former chair of the Wisconsin Council on Workforce Investment Board, warns that education policy is drifting toward becoming more of a workforce pipeline at the expense of creativity, critical thinking, and engagement. High schools are not the only ones to blame. Wisconsin universities are frequently cutting humanities and social science programs as cost-saving measures. The question is whether schools and universities are preparing citizens, not just workers. Read more about this and other stories at thedairylandpatriot.com. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
As winter weather might be moving into the area, it is important to remember some critical safety tips if you're facing snow, ice, or both. Be sure to check your tire pressure, slow down and give yourself more following distance, go easy on the gas and brakes, and don't use cruise control. Remember, even if the road looks like it's okay, always assume it's slippery this time of year. You can find more tips on the NHTSA's Facebook page. Friday, January 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., there's a candlelight walk as part of the Phillips Winterfest over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. There's going to be ice luminaries and lanterns lighting up the concrete park, and a nature trail with a bonfire to warm up at the end. Once again, this is taking place Friday, January 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. With winter warm spells becoming more and more common, be careful when you walk on ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
Milwaukee just hit nearly 60 degrees, and even Minneapolis reached the low 40s. That's spring melting weather, causing significant ice loss on the Great Lakes in just 1 week. They dropped from 15% down to a mere 5% ice coverage. Lake Michigan had over 11% ice, and now it's down to just 7%, while Lake Superior, the coldest of them all, has merely 3%. Inland lakes are having the same problem. Thinning ice and slushy open waters are revealing themselves. If you break through, the Coast Guard rushes out.
We have an ice rig and airboat ready to go. It usually takes us about 10 minutes to get on the road, and then depending on how long it takes us to actually drive to location.
That's Coast Guard Sturgeon Bay BM3 Evan Peffley. With the clock ticking and your life in the icy waters, how long do you have to survive? It's the 1-10-1 rule.
You have like 1 minute to catch your breath before you start freaking out and hyperventilating, and then you have 10 minutes of meaningful movements. You'll start to have issues with like moving your fingers, toes, and then generally speaking, like you have usually about an hour.
Gusty winds shove and heave ice sheets around, causing them to weaken, where one spot may be a foot thick, and then taking your next step could be just inches.
ice floes are the main causes people go out ice fishing. There'll be a crack in the ice, and then the wind will end up blowing a large chunk of ice with people on it, and people just start floating away.
No ice is completely safe ice, but clear ice is thicker compared to snow-covered, milky, or bubbly-looking ice. Also, avoid inlets, outlets, and narrows that have currents running underneath, and always bring ice picks with you and a rope.
Make sure you have a very solid means of communication, whether that's a handheld radio or phone.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Burmay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A timeout for Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
And we need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a three game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last two times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sing for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Light snow developing today, high temperatures in the mid-teens, snow accumulation during the day of around an inch. For tonight, light snow to continue, total accumulations tonight of 1 to 3 inches, temperatures rising into the lower 20s.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.